Evidence of intent necessary to find common employer liability. In an encouraging decision for employers, the Ontario Court of Appeal clarified that a corporation is not a common employer just because it owned, controlled or was affiliated with another corporation that had a direct employment relationship with the employee. In O'Reilly v. Clear MRI Solutions Limited, 2021 owns a 385, the court affirmed that the doctrine of common employer cannot be applied if there is no intention to create an employer/employee relationship between the individual and the related corporation. Key takeaways for employers. Corporate entities often structure their businesses through multiple corporations for tax, liability or other strategic reasons. It's essential employers consider common employer issues when designing a corporate structure. Further, employers must review these structures periodically as the structure changes or as employees, or the work they perform, are transferred between related corporate entities. To limit the risk of a common employer finding, employers should bear the following in mind. Employment contracts for non-unionized employees should set out the identity of the intended employer. Administration of the employment relationship, i.e., payroll, tax remittances, etc., should be limited to the intended employer. Control of an employee's work, including hiring, training, supervision, discipline and termination, should be limited to the intended employer. Employers should not rely on employee work to support the functions of multiple business entities, unless employers intend those entities to be a common employer. Case background. In Clear MRI, the appellant, Tornado Medical Systems Incorporated, was a majority shareholder of Clear MRI Solutions Limited, Clear MRI Canada, which itself had a wholly owned subsidiary, Clear MRI Solutions Incorporated, Clear MRI US. The respondent, William O'Reilly, was the former chief executive officer of Clear MRI Canada and Clear MRI US. His written employment agreement was with Clear MRI US, but he reported to, and his performance goals were set by, the board of directors of Clear MRI Canada. Mr. O'Reilly sued Tornado, Clear MRI Canada and Clear MRI US and Dr. J. Kim, a director for both Tornado and the Clear MRI companies, for salary and other entitlements allegedly owed when his employment ended. While Mr. O'Reilly did not have a formal position or written agreement with Tornado, he alleged that it, along with the Clear MRI companies, were his common employers. Mr. O'Reilly obtained a default judgment against the Clear MRI companies and a summary judgment against Tornado and Dr. Kim. Tornado and Dr. Kim appealed the summary judgment decision. The court's analysis. On appeal, a unanimous panel of the Court of Appeal held that the motion judge failed to apply the correct test, and accordingly overturned the lower court's decision and found that Tornado was not liable under the common employer doctrine. The Court of Appeal emphasized the concept of corporate separateness three-quarters the principle that control by one corporation over another, on its own, does not make the controlling corporation liable for the obligations of the controlled corporation. Corporate separateness has exceptions. The court may pierce the corporate veil and hold a parent corporation liable for obligations nominally incurred by a subsidiary corporation that is a mere facade. But in such a case, a fraudulent or improper purpose must be present. The common employer doctrine does not involve piercing the corporate veil or ignoring separate legal personality of each corporation. The legal test for common employers. A court should not hold a corporation liable under the common employer doctrine just because it owned, controlled, or was affiliated with another corporation that had a direct employment relationship with the employee. Rather, a corporation related to the nominal employer is a common employer only where the employee can prove that there was an intention to create an employer/employee relationship between the individual and the related corporation. The key question is, did the employee and the corporation alleged to be a common employer intend to contract about employment with each other on the terms alleged? When such an intention is found to exist, no violence is done to the concept of corporate separateness because the corporation is held liable for the obligations it has undertaken. A variety of conduct may be relevant to the question of intent. Two types of conduct are important. Conduct that reveals where effective control over the employee resided, and the existence of an agreement specifying an employer other than the alleged common employers. In Clear MRI, the court concluded that Tornado had little involvement and control over Mr. O'Reilly's employment duties. Mr. O'Reilly's employment agreement did not list Tornado as his employer. There was no evidence supporting the notion that Tornado had intended to create an employment agreement with Mr. O'Reilly. As a result, The Court of Appeal concluded that Tornado was not a common employer of Mr. O'Reilly. Conclusion. Clear MRI makes clear that courts will strictly construe the application of common employer liability to guard against conflating the existence of intercorporate relationships as evidence of a common employer relationship.